Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to my vodcast, Joy is the Key. Because joy is the key. Joy is the key. If you listen to Abraham audios, you'll recognize that song. Joy is the key that opens the door to source, to abundance, to love. Joy is the key that connects you to who and what you truly are. Joy is the key to creating everything you desire. You get that? Joy is the key to creating everything you desire. Joy is the key, baby. All right, so whether they consciously know it or not, what everyone truly wants in life is to be connected to source, or to use old school terminology, to feel connected to God. So what is the quickest surefire pathway to make that divine connection? Simply, the answer is joy, of course. Joy is the key. Joy is the key. Joy, ease, allowance, and abundance are the pathways to God, not struggle, pain, sacrifice, poverty, and prove your worth. Those are the pathways leading in the complete opposite direction, away from God, source, all that is. Most people believe a complete lie that has been taught for literally millennia, that the pathway to God is to struggle and sacrifice and be poor and serve others at your own expense and prove your worth based on how much you sacrifice and you struggle. And all of that is the biggest lie ever told. That is the biggest pile of dinosaur shit ever to grace the universe. Assuming the old-fashioned creation story is true, then why would God want his children to struggle and be poor? That makes no sense. It makes a million times more sense that source God, goddess, would want his, her, their children to thrive and prosper and be happy instead, doesn't it? Hello? I mean, let's get serious here and look at this logically. Most people believe that it is somehow more divine to be sad and forlorn and poor and to struggle and over being happy and rich and having prosperity and experiencing ease and joy and thriving in their lives. Again, it just makes no sense whatsoever. One more big, huge pile of dog shit. Again, look at it logically. How has all that struggle and sacrifice and poverty worked out so far for you and humanity? It hasn't. It's done nothing but create more crap, more piles of donkey shit. So, again, logically, when you're sad and angry and disappointed and lonely and poor and trying to prove your worth by struggling and sacrificing and placing other people's happiness and prosperity over your own, well, how does that feel? Do you feel closer to God when you are, you know, in pain and disappointed and confused and doubting and, you know, basically sacrificing your dreams? You know, do you feel closer to God or farther away? Well, you feel like crap and you feel farther away, of course. You feel like you've been abandoned by God. That's because source, God, all that is, doesn't live in the world of poverty, struggle, and sacrifice. Source lives in abundance and ease and joy and in love. And that is obvious, because how do you feel when you're happy and, you know, feeling prosperous and feeling excited and feeling loving and feeling generous, etc.? Do you feel closer to God, source, or farther away? Obvious. You feel closer, of course. When you're feeling happy and prosperous and magical, wonderful, godlike things happen. You have wonderful encounters with other humans, with nature, and with animals. And money flows, and all manner of other forms of abundance and ease flows easily. You ask, and then you easily receive. You knock, and the door is easily and effortlessly opens for you. You seek, and you find easily. Joy, ease, allowance, and abundance are where source is. But if you head down the proverbial dark path of depression and sadness and lack and limitation and struggle and not good enough and not enough and lack and poverty and helplessness and powerlessness and victim and pain and sacrifice and prove your worth and I'm unworthy and you're not good enough and etc., etc., well, God is nowhere to be found, and then you feel like you're nailed to a cross, and you're saying things like, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? But I can assure you that God's source has not forsaken you. You have forsaken God with your stinking thinking. You're the one who has headed down the proverbial dark path, not God. You're the one thinking about how much of a powerless, helpless, poor me victim you are. And I can assure you again that Source, God, is not thinking in those similar limited manners about you. Source only sees you as being whole and complete and magnificent and divine and empowered and unlimited and prosperous and immortal, etc., etc. And because Source only sees you as completely magnificent, if you're thinking in any contrary ways other than complete magnificence, then you are going to feel like shit, because you're going to feel disconnected from Source. So how can you stay connected to Source? Well, just think like God does. And how does God, Source, think? Well, Source only thinks in unlimited, unconditionally loving, and unlimited, prosperous-oriented, and fun, joyful, loving ways. So, think like that. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Feeling disconnected from Source? Then you're thinking in limited, lack-oriented, poverty-oriented, victim-oriented ways that are not true. You're thinking in disempowered ways that are not true and contrary to how Source thinks about you or any situation or any person, etc., etc. Your beliefs are contrary to Source's beliefs. Feel bad? Well, then you've been doing some stinking thinking, baby. So time to turn your thinking around and start thinking in more abundant and joyful and good feeling fun ways. What does everyone want anyway? To be happy. Why does anybody want anything? Why do people want more money and more love and more significance and more sex and more freedom and better health, etc., etc.? Why does anybody want anything? To be happy, to feel better. Because Source is always happy. You know, why do we want to be happy? Because it's fun to be happy. And why do we want to be happy? Because Source is happy. If Source was angry and judgmental, as religions profess, then it would feel good to be an angry, judgmental asshole. But it does not. If Source was poor and powerless and depressed and lacking and limited, then it would feel good to be poor and feel powerless and depressed and lacking and limited. But it does not. Because Source and you, because you are Source for that matter, are completely abundant, powerful, joyful, unlimited, and completely magnificent in every way. So think that way, and you will always feel a deep connection to Source and to creation and to the universe and to God and to nature and to animals and to other aligned, vibrationally aligned people and to abundance and empowerment and joy and fun and love, etc., etc. And you will always have a completely magical, abundant, joyful, loving, exciting, adventurous, easy, fun, miraculous, happy, healthy, and wealthy life. And what's the key? Joy is the key. Joy is the key. So start having fun. That's an order. From the captain of fun, from the admiral of fun, from the doctor of joy. You're here for the joy of it. No other reason. You're here for the joy of creation. No other reason. Source, God, Goddess, all that is having fun 24/7, and you are Source in a human body. And because of that, joy is your natural state of being. And anything that is not fun is contrary to your natural state of being. So get busy being who and what you truly are, which is joy, of course. You got it, baby. Source is complete. An unlimited abundance, which means your natural state as a source being is complete unlimited abundance. So get busy being who and what you truly are, which is complete unlimited abundance. Source is 100% complete unconditional love. That means Source loves everything and everyone unconditionally, regardless of the conditions, no conditions attached, no strings attached. That means you as Source are also, at the core of your being, deep down, unconditionally loving. Your natural state is to be an unconditional lover. You were just taught by the people around you who forgot that they were unconditional lovers to be conditional. You were taught by conditional parents and friends and lovers and relatives to be conditional like them. But at your core, you are unconditional love. So get busy loving unconditionally. Get busy loving everything and everyone regardless of conditions. Regardless of what they have done or how they think or how they believe. And love yourself in a similar manner. Now, you're in tune, when you can do that, now you're in tune with who and what you truly are as Source. And the single key that opens that door is what? You bet, baby, joy. Joy is the key. Joy is the key. Your happiness is more important than anything in the entire freaking universe. And if you just simply focus on your own happiness and feeling good and feeling better, you will always feel and be connected to Source because Source is always happy. Everything that makes you feel happy, Source is already being, doing, and having. And every moment of your life then will be magical and full of immense love and joy and health and well-being and abundance. On all levels. And the key is joy. Joy is the key. Joy is the key. Joy is the key. All right. So I hope you got it. What's the key? Joy. Yeah, baby. So I had some freaking fun already. You didn't come down to the planet Earth to struggle and fight and compete and figure things out and prove that you're right, or find the right way that it is, or find the right way that it is to believe, or earn or learn your way into heaven, or prove your worth to anybody. You just came here for the joy and the fun of creating whatever you want in physical reality on the leading edge of creation for the joy and the fun, because you're an immortal creator here to have fun and have more fun and have some more fun and have some more fun while you're having fun, and think about having more fun when you're having fun. Because what's the key? Joy is the key. Joy is the key. Yeah, baby. All right. So I hope you enjoyed this vodcast. And if you got something from it, of course you did, because it's freaking amazing. Because what's the key? The joy is the key. Comment, share with your friends that have forgotten that joy is the key. Subscribe to my YouTube channel so you'll get more awesome freaking videos from me, the joy god. And come visit me at zakyron.com for tons more self-empowering and joyful keys to help you create more joy and fun and abundance and whatever you want in your life. My name is Zakyron, and I help success-minded, fun-minded, joyful-minded people create the happy, joyful, abundant lifestyle that everyone loves. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy on your magnificent, joyful journey of joyful creation. And, of course, remember to make life a joyful holiday. Woohoo!